intro.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
The 26th of July. Your proper tip of the day, I want you to please consider working on your physical conditioning. That would include stretching, your aerobic exercises, and your anaerobic exercises. If you have any physical conditions you're concerned about, you need to visit with your healthcare professional first. We don't want to have any of my listeners having heart attacks or other things because they did not do that. So your prepper tip of the day is to work on your physical conditioning, stretching, aerobics, and anaerobics. That will help you do everything else you want to do. We're going to have open lines this hour. The call number is 800-313-9443. Take your questions, calls, and comments. There was a time when a man who wanted to dress up like a woman or a woman who wanted to dress up like a man was considered to be a sexual deviant. That a man who desired to have sex with a man was considered to be a sexual deviant. That a woman who wanted to have sex with a woman was a sexual deviant. Well, we've had decades now of mass media attempting to normalize sexual deviance. They even got to the point where they've changed the reference books that psychological professionals use to change the definition of what a sexual deviant is. I applaud President Trump for not allowing transgender men and women to serve in the U.S. military. They have no business being there. It's disruptive to morale. It's disruptive to everything the military stands for and is their mission statement. very disruptive. And it's, I was hoping he would have did it the first day he was in office, but he's done it. And these men and women, I'm sure they're good people with patriotic feelings for the country on one hand. On the other, they're going to have to make a living someplace else. And they will be discharged from the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, and they will go on with their lives. There is going to be an outcry from National Public Radio, all the many Democrats, of course, and name-calling. President Trump will be called every kind of name you can imagine for doing this. I applaud him. I absolutely applaud him, and I'm glad that he did it. Now, when I was in the Army, there were homosexual men that attempted to conceal their homosexuality with various level, varying levels of success. Usually the thing that gave them away was that they talked like a girl, and they had feminine characteristics in the way they moved, how they sat at the dinner table. If a man sits down for dinner with his legs crossed, that's not normal. There probably are heterosexual males that do that, but I've never known one. I have never known one. So congratulations, Donald Trump. Congratulations. And we have, the sexual deviants were getting the military to pay money for surgery to have men become women and women become men. How insane is that? And hormone therapy. Well, this alone is going to literally save millions of dollars. These surgeries and hormone treatments are incredibly expensive. And it's great. It's great, and I'm really glad that this is taking place. If the Wicked Witch of the West was president, we would have men soldiers dressed in women's uniforms, female soldiers dressed in men's uniforms. How insane is that? Congratulations, Donald Trump. You're doing the right thing. I love this guy. He's doing the right thing for the right reasons. And this will make the outrage of the liberals, the outrage of the homosexuals, and people who support homosexuals even greater. But so what? So what? That's over now. That's over. Just there was an announcement yesterday about the new aircraft carrier the Navy's building and how they're going to have sex-neutral bathrooms. 5,000 men and women on board these aircraft carriers. It's to believe that you can overcome human nature and some of the strongest urges that a human being can have after breathing and eating food. You put 5,000 healthy young men and women between ages of 18 and 50 on a ship at sea and give them orders that there's not going to be any romance take place under penalty of whatever the penalty might be, and you're shocked and surprised when it happens and women are getting pregnant on these ships. Well, of course they're getting pregnant. These are the 5,000 men and women on these ships are the top 15 or 20% of men and women in their age bracket in terms of health, IQ, lack of criminal record. So, of course, they're going to be attracted to each other. That's a given. I would be shocked and surprised if they weren't. I'd be shocked and surprised if women weren't getting pregnant on board these ships. Of course they're getting pregnant. And for every one that gets pregnant, there's probably 8 or 10 having sex that aren't getting pregnant. Birth control is a pretty simple matter these days. If done properly, and birth control can certainly be 100% effective. So, Donald Trump, congratulations, sir. The pushback from the homosexual community will be immediate, and it will be vicious. It will be vicious. There will be name-calling. There will be lawsuits. There will be talking heads on National Public Radio and on the various television networks slamming Donald Trump for being anti-homosexual. He's not anti-anything. He's pro-American, pro-military, pro-patriotism. So if a homosexual person wants to serve their country, they're going to have to find some other way to do it. Transsexual. He hasn't banned the homosexuals yet, but that's coming. I hope it's coming. It needs to come. I know when the homosexual men that I knew in the military, they did everything they could to conceal their homosexuality. They really wanted that honorable discharge, because if found out, if the Army had found out they were homosexuals, they would have been discharged with a less than honorable discharge. So they wanted that honorable discharge in order to move on with their life and use that as a credential to show the world that they had this honorable discharge from the United States military. It's breathtaking. What this president is doing, what he's been doing now for 7 months, is breathtaking. Reversing. Hussein Obama has said this a number of times publicly, but if I can paraphrase, losing all the progress that's been made. Well, thank goodness. It's not just the Obama administration. It's both Bush administrations and the Clinton administration. That's how long this has been going on. Both Bush administrations and the Clinton administration and the Obama administration pushing forward these harmful agendas, very harmful to the U.S. military. You need to have a military. You need alpha males. You need warriors. You need alpha males to conduct a war. And that's all services: Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, Coast Guard. Most of the time, alpha male warriors are reluctant to follow the lead of a woman for very good reason. They're not warriors. They don't have the testosterone of a man. They don't have the warrior mentality of a man. They can go through training, and they can serve with honor. They got no place in combat, flying an airplane or anything else. They really don't. If you have a question or comment, you're certainly welcome to jump in here at 800-313-9443. Well, Donald Trump can take it. He's a tough guy. The liberal diatribe, the liberal assaults, the name-calling, the lawsuits. I could see President Trump in a meeting with the admirals and generals. I can hear the admiral saying, "Please, Mr. President, will you help us? Sir, Mr. President, will you help us? We need to change things." The Hussein Obama administration is placing sexual deviants in our military, allowing them to serve openly and having us pay for their surgeries, pay for their hormone treatments to accommodate sexual deviance. Mr. President, can you help us? I can see that meeting taking place in the White House. Absolutely, I could. I would have loved to be a fly on the wall listening to that. Wouldn't you? Well, the goal has been to force the alpha males out of the military. They can't take it anymore. You show up for work one morning, you're in the Green Berets, and you got a woman officer in charge. Excuse me. You know that if she graduated from West Point, that she was given the opportunity to graduate from West Point by lower standards, lower physical standards at every step of the way. They even issue special rifles to the women cadets at West Point that, well, they're not rifles, they're actually display pieces because they reduce the recoil spring so the women can do inspection arms. Almost no women are strong enough to do that. There may be some, but when I initially brought the first recruits in, first plebes, I think they call them, at West Point in the mid-70s, not a single one could do inspection arms. Not one. These were the healthiest, brightest, most athletic 18-year-old women they could find in a nationwide search to be the first freshman cadets at West Point. They couldn't meet any of the, well, I shouldn't say any, but all the physical standards had to be either eliminated or reduced to accommodate the women, every one of them. I met one of these women at a Toastmasters meeting a few years back, and she was so proud of how well she could run. She was a petite, athletic young woman, and I don't doubt that she could run well with no backpack. I'd like to see her run with a 50-pound backpack, see how far that went, more than half her body weight. That wouldn't go too well. We got a caller on hold here. We got Jimmy in Florida. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hey, good morning, John. And also excited to hear about Trump's latest endeavor there, another positive result. I have a statement and then a couple of questions for you, military-wise. If I remember correctly, and please correct me if I'm wrong, and explain, give me your comments on this too. Last year, the year before, it seems like I remember hearing that the Air Force, the head of the Air Force, the person at the very top, Obama had appointed a woman who had never even served in the military. And I wondered if that was true, your comment on that, and if you could explain to us who does put the people in charge of the different services, like head of the Army, head of the Navy, head of the Air Force, head of the Marines. Is that a presidential decision or a Pentagon decision? I'd love to hear your comment on the woman with no service record, too.
Well, that would be the secretary. The secretary position of those services typically would be a prior military person. They don't have to be, but typically they would be. I'm not familiar with that particular position. I would have to look it up. So it would be a good thing to have a prior military person, a secretary of the Army, secretary of the Navy, secretary of the Air Force. I don't believe there's any mandate that they do.
You think just for morale, you know, like you were saying before, alpha males, even alpha females, I don't know. It just would seem good for morale. That, I mean, I know I've known a lot of servicemen and women in my life. I'm living here in Florida. And one thing I do know about them is they're proud of being in the military. And I'm not going to say that they think any different of people that don't serve, but, you know, they think of themselves in a different class, and they are. And I can't imagine them having to, you know, the big boss not even being, you know, having any military service being very, very good for morale.
Well, here's Deborah Lee James, former Secretary of the Air Force. She had 30 years of senior homeland and national security experience in the federal government and private sector. It looks like she has no experience in the military, no.
Wow. And is that something that the president appoints?
Yes, that's an executive position, right.
Okay, so Trump could come in at any time and say, I'm going to change it all up or put people I find more qualified, that sort of thing?
Well, it needs to happen. She's obviously a bright, well-educated woman with some serious credentials, but she has never been in the military.
Well, maybe if we get closer to a conflict, he'll switch it up with somebody with some good experience, especially
she's a former Secretary of the Air Force. She's no longer there.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. But thank you for your help, John, and love your show.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we appreciate it. Next, we go to Rob in Illinois. I haven't heard you for a while, Rob. What you doing? Rob dropped. Okay, Rob will be back. Hopefully, he'll call back. We got a break. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter Dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at thelibertyman.com. We are back, and we're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 26th of July. It looks like the current, recently appointed Secretary of the Air Force is a woman, what's her name? Heather Wilson, a 1982 graduate of the U.S. Air Force Academy. Well, at least she was in the Air Force. Being Secretary of any of these services is a high-level administrative job. It doesn't involve any decisions involving command and control of forces on the ground or in combat. You're basically a CEO of a very, very large organization. I don't see any reason why a woman could not serve in that position if they have the qualifications. It does not involve anything involving combat. It involves all the things leading up to combat, which include training, the acquisition of equipment, all the logistics involved. These large organizations are incredibly complex organizations to be dealt with, and that's what they're doing, is acting as a CEO in those positions. Okay. Well, the there was no leaks about the banning the transgender people from the military. It came as a total surprise. That's good. I'm glad they could keep a secret occasionally. There's been a lot of leaks from the Trump administration. It's been a matter of concern by the president and many others. I share that concern. There should be a level of confidentiality inside the White House where confidential matters are not made public. So hopefully that'll get under control. I would think that the combined resources of the FBI and Secret Service would be able to get a handle on where the leaks are coming from. Certainly, they should be able to do that. Well, we're about halfway through summer here. It's in my neighborhood. It is hot, hot, hot. It was yesterday driving home. It was 100 degrees with high humidity. It'll be back up there again, 96 to 100 degrees again today with high humidity. The day started out hot when it's 72 degrees and 92% humidity. It really is uncomfortable. It genuinely is very uncomfortable. So hopefully where you are, it's not quite so bad, and that you do have access to air conditioning. And if it is hot where you are, I know that when it comes to health, children under age 5 and people over age 70 frequently have a lot more issues with the extreme heat, especially if it's accompanied by high humidity. So air conditioning can be literally a matter of life and death in those situations. This coming, let's see, this is Wednesday. Tomorrow we'll have Tim Spencer with us. He's recovering. They sent him home from the hospital yesterday. He got home last night. We talked briefly. His wounded ankle is healing. They removed all the pieces of metal, the loose bone that was in there, and he's on the mend. He got a special piece of very expensive medical equipment to take home with him. He's got pain to the point where even the energy cleaner won't help, so he's taking some pain medications to help with that. But they're telling him that the prognosis for the time being is in about 5 weeks or so he'll be walking, and he's really looking forward to that. He's not able to walk right now. He's getting around on a wheelchair, and he's really looking forward to being able to walk again. He's always been a very active guy despite the issues he's had due to those injuries suffered on board U.S. Navy submarines back in the 1980s. Tom Berry will be with us tomorrow. We'll talk about the energy cleaner. Don Kubley. We talk about the domes. And Friday, we'll have Dr. Myers. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homesteads, you get things you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get an opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, back to your horn here on Wednesday, the 26th of July. This month will be over pretty quick, won't it? My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. If you or someone you know has arthritis pain, if they have back pain, if they have joint pain, well, that person needs the energy cleaner. It will most likely help. If anyone you know or yourself is not getting a great night's sleep, you probably need an energy cleaner. You really do. The energy cleaner is a healing device. It puts out an electrostatic signal, goes to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, bringing in fresh nutrition. That's how it works. I use mine every night. I'm pretty active around the ranch here, off and on tractors, up and down ladders, cutting firewood, and so forth, riding my 750-pound motorcycle on these beautiful roads around here. I go to bed with minor aching pains. I wake up pain-free in the morning, and you can also get yourself an energy cleaner. Only $285 shipping included. Keep in mind, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. Check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads, then make your decision, make your purchase. You can use PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online, MasterCard, Visa, and of course, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Well, I was in Prague several days, got there Thursday, left Monday. I got to see the Prague Castle, which is still in daily use for government offices. Ate some great Czech food, classic Czech dishes, in a couple of different restaurants that I dined in. Met some wonderful people from Sweden, from the Czech Republic, from Poland. One Swedish couple, they've lived in Spain for 17 years. Beautiful temperatures all year round. They can walk out into their patio and overlooking Rock of Gibraltar. That's pretty neat. And of course, I did my presentations focusing on Nibiru. And it's going to be, it was all videotaped, and it's all going to be professionally edited. And I hope to be able to get that in a couple of weeks, maybe sooner. I really can't say right now. But I'm looking forward to seeing that and getting posted on my website and maybe using that material to create a new DVD. I've been getting requests to do a new DVD for a number of years, and the evidence, the material is piling up to the point where maybe it's time to do that. I'm not aware of anybody else that's researching movies and TV shows, magazines, for these images of North America and other continents with new coastlines. If there is, I'm not aware of it. But it's a fascinating project that, without your help, couldn't be happening. Let's go through the current list. And you can see all these images at my website at thelibertyman.com. First, we have 1972, the Vatican, the Godfather moving, a scene from inside the Vatican. Moving on from there, 1957, TV show Highway Patrol. Then we've got Superman. Then we have Hunger Games. Next, we have A Beautiful Mind. Then Superman Returns. The TV show NCIS. The director's office, a beautiful wood-paneled office, has a map of North America, full color, framed with a gold frame on the wall of the director's office with a light shining on it. And if you look carefully, you'll see there's no Florida and other things. It's in many, many episodes. TV show Captain Midnight, 1955. Movie Elysium. TV show Dancing with the Stars. A poster from inside a restaurant, a Japanese restaurant in Austin, Texas. Movie, Tyler Perry's A Medea Christmas. Movie, 1954 movie titled The Miami Story. And the oldest image we've found so far, last but not least, Look Magazine, July 1952. I agree with Professor McKinney. I know all you movie and TV buffs. We need to be looking at the 1940s and 1930s, both, for images of continents with new coastlines. There was a lot of films, or a number of films, I should say, made during the 1930s that were of a futuristic nature, attempting to show us what the future might hold for us. But these images show up in films that have no relation to the future. Highway Patrol, 1957. It's one of the clearest and sharpest images and very close to the actual Navy map. Roderick Crawford is a homicide detective. He's in the office of an oil petroleum executive. And it's about a 3x5 foot map on the wall. Everything's black and white. That's how they did it back then. Roderick Crawford's forehead is right at Portland, Oregon. And it's the Navy map. I mean, no two ways about it. It is the Navy map. Could not be better. I mean, it's not absolutely crystal clear and sharp, but pretty close enough, where it shows the East Atlantic coast underwater, Florida gone, Gulf Coast underwater, most of Alabama, much of Mississippi, all of Louisiana, inland sea, stretching up towards Lake Michigan, and of course damage on the West Coast, California, Oregon, Washington State. This has been a fun project, I have to admit. And many are, you know, many of our, my listeners are buffs, movie buffs, and TV buffs. And they are, if you're doing these things anyway, if you're already watching movies and TV shows, well, watch them with a critical eye. I'm no longer attempting to prognosticate how many movies and TV shows these images are in. It easily could be dozens, 50, 60, 100, who knows? Who knows? But this project just keeps moving forward. Another project listed at my website is the field training exercise USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. It's just to the right side of me in my camouflage. Tiger stripes are on the step of a deuce and a half, the running board of a deuce and a half truck. That was Memorial Day a year and a half ago. So when you click on that, you'll find I'm encouraging you to get ready for whatever scenario you think you need to get ready for. So what will those, what's the list here? Here it is. Five different things. Economic collapse leading to civil disorder, number one. Number two, World War III. Next we have rapid onset of violent earth changes. Then we go to widespread terrorist attacks. And last but not least, natural or man-made EMP. These are all clear and present dangers. This is not some flight of fancy that any one of these could happen. No reason why two couldn't happen, actually. No reason why not. So I encourage you to get your spiritual house in order. Number one. Two, acquire the skills you need. Next, establish and work with your team. You have to have a team. And last, establish your safe haven. Then we go on to some details. Get yourself a spiral notebook, just like you had in high school. Make a master list of all your goals. Dedicate one page to each of those goals and check off each goal from your master list as you move forward. You got 17 months. Next week, I'll be talking about 16 months to achieve your goal of getting ready. I've had people ask me for years, John, when's it going to happen? I started saying a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, 3 p.m. tomorrow. But this is a bit more serious. Now you actually have a goal, a date in mind to get ready for what you think you need to be ready for. Hopefully, we'll come to New Year's Eve 2019 and nothing will have happened and you will have had a lot of preparation finished. You will have acquired new skills. You'll have a spiritual house in order. You'll have your safe haven set up. You'll have your team ready to go when the team is necessary. And nothing will have happened. There's no harm in that. You store a bunch of freeze-dried food. Well, you can eat it, can't you? It's another form of insurance. Now, most Americans, most of the time, have multiple kinds of insurance. Health insurance, life insurance, homeowners insurance, car insurance, and on and on. At the end of the year, you have a stack of canceled checks, although we don't get the physical checks back anymore, but you know what I'm talking about. A stack of canceled checks for your all these various forms of insurance. When you get into preparedness as a form of insurance, you have skills that you will always have. You have food that you can always eat. You'll have tools that you can use. You'll have a team that you can work with as opposed to canceled checks. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it? I think so. You may end up buying a dome home. Now, Don Kubley is running a $1,000 off sale from now till the end of July, which is only 5 days away. So July 31st, you can get $1,000 off a 14-foot dome or $1,000 off a 20-foot dome. That would be a pretty good deal, don't you think? It would, for most people, most of the time, would pay for the shipping. So you need to check that out. We'll have Don on tomorrow, the second hour. We'll be talking about his very unique product, these high-tech dome homes that can be temporary shelter or be permanent shelter. Your choice. My wife and I are looking right now to possibly buy a 20-footer to set up a home for my wife's mother out here in Pucky Huddle. The nickname for my community is Pucky Huddle, by the way. Very unique little nickname for our community. So I want you to look at this U.S. joint, this training exercise, field training exercise, USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. I want you to look at that and decide for yourself if it's something you want to participate in. I won't know it. I don't necessarily want or need anybody to let me know. If you choose to, you can. Let us know you're participating in field training exercise, USS Liberty, December 31st, 2018. If you choose to, you can. We'd be glad to hear what you're doing. You will learn things that you didn't know before, acquire skills you didn't have, put together a team you didn't have before, acquire a safe haven. If you didn't have it, you'll have it now. All those things, if you participate in the training exercise. Hopefully you would never need it. It's one of those things you don't hope you have to need your life insurance. You hope you don't need your car insurance. You hope you don't need your health insurance. But when you do need it, we're very glad that you have it, aren't you? Now, I do private consultations, and frequently one spouse or the other, it could be the male or the female, doesn't want to spend family resources, time, and money on preparedness. What's been helpful for the spouse who doesn't want to do these things is to put it in the context of insurance. It's not a silver bullet, but it has frequently helped to get the spouse on board, the spouse who doesn't want to be part of it, on board as a family project, as opposed to one spouse attempting to do it with very, very limited time and money. So that may help some of you out there that are dealing with a spouse who doesn't want to work on preparedness. And there's people like that, and that's the way they are, and this is a way to help possibly reach them and achieve that goal of getting involved in preparedness. Hopefully you would never need it, but if you do, you're going to need it really, really bad. I was reading on Zero Hedge this morning, concerned about what the stock market is doing. It is a valid concern. It's at all-time highs, and that cannot be sustained. What the commentator was saying is once the liquidity is taken away, the market will correct itself, which could lead to a massive correction or collapse even. Those things are certainly possible. If it's happened many times in the past, and it's expected it would happen in the future, of course it would. Obviously, clearly it would. This field training exercise can be a fun thing. It really can. Does not need to be drudgery. You get the whole family involved in ham radio, for example. We routinely have 8 and 10-year-old boys and girls passing a ham radio test. It really can be a fun family project, fun family hobby. It's not terribly expensive as hobbies go compared to other things like boats and airplanes or traveling to exotic places. My plane ticket to Prague and back would have bought an awful lot of very elegant ham radio equipment, more than a single family would ever need. Ham radio can be a fun project for the entire family and something that youngsters can do their entire life. And you meet interesting people there, too. Most of the men and women involved in ham radio are also entered in preparedness. This question comes up all the time. John, how can I meet people of like mind? Well, that's certainly a good way, is to get involved in ham radio, because you'll meet people of like mind. I guarantee it. You get involved in a ham radio club, eight or nine out of 10 people are going to be interested in preparedness. I guarantee it. I've been around these people for a long time, going back to, 1994, I got involved in ham radio, got my license. So you will meet people of like mind. You get involved in a member of a gun range, you're going to meet people of like mind. Not as many as ham radio, but a percentage. I would say probably 25 or 30% would be interested in preparedness in a gun club. There's lots of ways to do this. And you do need to build the team. You think you and your spouse and kids can hold off the world with a fence around your 40 acres? Well, you're sadly mistaken. That will lead to disaster. You need to build a team. A team based on friends, family, both, whatever it takes. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate?
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back, J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 26th of July. Well, this surprise, and it is a surprise, there's been no previous discussion publicly about President Trump banning transgender people from the military. It's a shock. It's a surprise. It's a really good thing. It is really a good thing, and I'm so glad that he did that. And as you might expect, the American Civil Liberties Union has already put out a statement, negative. Let's see what the... here's the statement from the ACLU. Thousands of trans service members on the front lines deserve better from their commander-in-chief. Well, too bad. I'm sure they're good people. I'm sure they have good intentions, but the U.S. military is not the place for social experimentation. I was reading a New York Times article just a few moments ago referring to the medical opinion that transgender people have a psychosis is outdated. Well, it's not outdated. You know, nothing outdated about it at all. That's simply the way it is. And get over it, New York Times. Just get over it. For sexual deviants, they can make a living doing something else and leave our Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard alone. I would like to see Donald Trump move forward from there and limit women to the medical corps, which is where they served with honor and distinction for decades, and where they can and should once again serve with honor and distinction. I don't want to see our young women coming back with missing arms and legs. There was a photograph, you may have seen it, of maybe a dozen or so service women, former service women, all smiling with arms and legs missing after being in combat in Afghanistan and Iraq. That's not the world I want to live in, where we send off our women into combat. The role of the military is to protect the women and children, not to send them into combat. And I make no apologies for that. And I'm not going to change my opinion. I hope if you feel the same way, you're not going to change yours. The role of the men is to protect the women and children. That's the role of men for millennium. It always has been, always should be. Not to intentionally put them in combat. Not intentionally. If they end up in combat, yes, they should and can and should defend themselves. But that's not the role that we want to see our American women wearing face paint and slogging through the mud with a rifle and hand grenades. That's not right. That is absolutely not right. And Donald Trump, I applaud you for what you're doing, and I encourage you to continue doing so, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I know the warriors out there are saying the same thing. Thank goodness for Donald Trump. Thank goodness. I hope the Secret Service and his private security will keep him alive. Here's our end of the show. Get your medical supplies, your energy, clean your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.